This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And of course, we now have a VP pick for Dome. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment, of course. We have other things, though. We have emails. We have the Supreme Court nixing efforts to stall the sentencing of Trump. Uh-oh, that's rearing its ugly head again. Former Secret Service chief trying to destroy evidence. Speaking of the Secret Service, it's getting uglier and uglier there the more we find out. Children's hospitals still mutilating kids. I think I have good news about potential World War III in the Middle East. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. This is going to be about Tim Walz. I keep calling him Tim Walz and Walz, and I just have to remember it rhymes with balls. So Tim Walz, balls, Walz. What, Chris? If we use things to help us remember. Anyway, Tim Walz, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, is now the VP pick for Kamala Harris. You should know about probably halfway through next hour, we're going to have my friend John Justice on. Wonderful radio host from Minneapolis. He knows all about Walz. He's going to come on and give us some details about him. But Tim Walz is now the guy. And we're going to get into Dome, and we're going to get into a lot of the different positions Walz has taken. But what I'm about to talk about is going to come directly back to Walz. It's not hard for me to find things about Walz I dislike. I dislike him. You dislike him. His positions are crazy. He's a commie, so on and so forth. But some of the most inspiring and heartbreaking stories, military stories out there, are the stories that go something like this. And what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to leave out the names and things like that, but what I'm about to tell you is a true story. You know about the Battle of Peleliu in the Pacific. I'm not about to do history, so don't get your hopes up, but this terrible, terrible battle in the Pacific. It went relatively unknown at the time. Even today, most people don't know anything about it. It was hell on Earth, and it wiped out. It was such a horrible battle. It wiped out the greatest infantry division probably on the planet at the time, the 1st Marine Division. It virtually decimated the Marine Division, 1st Marines. And one particular story, I can never get it out of my head. It guts me so much. Peleliu was this place. It wasn't tropical.
It was dry and hot, and it was coral. There wasn't even, after all the bombs and things had gone off, there wasn't even much vegetation. It was essentially a big, hot rock. They ran out of water on the first day, and the guys got sick because they were drinking water out of oil drums that still had oil in them. It was hell. Every part of it was hell. It was a big cave, and it was fire and death and misery, and it was awful. Every part of it was awful. And if you were on that island, there would be nothing you wanted more in the world than to go home, to see your wife, your girlfriend, to see your mom, to get a hug from your mom, have some ice cream, a comfortable bed. But no, you're there in hell, day after day after day, and people are dying all around you. And as we've pointed out many times before, in these frontline infantry units, everyone dies or is a casualty. You'd have entire platoons, entire companies, 80, 90% of them gone. And so you're waiting for this to be your fate. And one young man, he was very, very, very close friends with another young man. And the first young man, he got an injury, a terrible injury. He was a casualty. He got a wound, a war wound, that was, it's known in military circles, you probably heard this in the movies before, it's known as a, quote, million-dollar wound. What is a million-dollar wound? A million-dollar wound is you are hurt, you are wounded, and it's so bad that they're not going to put you back into combat. It's so bad you can't go back into combat, but it's not so bad that you are disfigured or debilitated the rest of your life. So it's not, you know, you got your leg blown off or something like that. It's, you are wounded. It's serious. But you'll be okay in the end. And it's an injury that's bad enough, they're sending you home. And this young man, again, his best friend's back on Peleliu. He gets one of these wounds. He gets pulled off of Peleliu. And they're treating him. And imagine what this is like. Imagine what this moment is like. He's off of hell. He's on a hospital ship. And they come sit beside him and they say, son, good news, you're going to live. And even better news, the Marines, they say, this is bad enough. You need to go home. You're done. Your time in hell is over. We'll get you on a plane. You'll probably spend a little time in Hawaii recovering and recuperating. And then you're going to fly back home and you're going to sleep in your bed and you're going to see your mom. Your time in combat is over. Thank you for your service. And this young Marine says, no, my friends are still there. My friend, my best friend, he's still there. I'm not going home. I'm going back to hell. Why? Because that's where my friends are. That is love. That is sacrifice, duty. And this young man, this is a true story, he goes back to be with his friend. And I believe it was a few days, if I remember right, his friend, who he went back to see, knew that his other friend was just a short ways away and heard a sniper shot go off one day. Didn't know what had happened. He wasn't next to his friend. And he finds out later on that sniper shot that went off hit his friend who just left that hospital ship in the head, and he's gone now. I know that's a sad story. I know it is. And it rips my guts out to say it. Honestly, it hurts to even talk about it. But what a man. What a story of heroism. And the history of the military. We'll just make it about America. The history of the United States military is stories just like that. There are men listening to the sound of my voice right now who did that in Afghanistan, who did that in Iraq. Their time was up. They're getting out. Nope, I can't go, I can't get out. My guys are going back. I got to be with my guys. I got to look out for my guys. The guys with a meal ticket out Whether it's an injury or their time is up, they're gone. But for them, their brothers mean so much to them, and they know they're needed, and they know their presence will save lives. So they say, no, you're not sending me to mom's house for ice cream. You're sending me back into hell with my men, because that's where I belong, and that's who I have a duty and an obligation for. And then we talk about Tim Walz. Oh, I'm going to play you a bunch of Tim Walz audio of all his crazy commie positions and what a worthless piece of trash he is. But Tim Walz wasn't just a dude in the National Guard. Tim Walz was about to be the command sergeant major. If you were in the military, you will understand what that means. If you were not, understand this. That is a high, high, high ranking position where really your main job is to guide, train, and care for your men. You are, I know this is a terrible way to put it, but honestly, you're the dad. Our old first sergeant, Cunningham, is an amazing man, probably listening right now. We actually called him, he called himself Big Daddy C. That was his name. You know, you were scared to death of him. But you needed something, he'd be right there for you. Tim Walz found out his National Guard unit was going to Iraq. And he could have gone with them. In fact, he could have gone with them and run for office. But when he found out they were leaving, Tim Walz said, you know what? Oh, gosh, I am getting old. I'm retiring. Anyway, good luck in Iraq, boys. And he left all of his men to deploy to Iraq without him so he could go run for Congress. That creates such a visceral reaction of hatred in me. I just can't even put into words the kind of betrayal, how awful that is. And that is the new vice president contender for the Democrat Party. I don't need to know a single other position that tells me everything I need to know about that despicable human being. So there's that. I'm going to move off it because I'm getting myself upset. We'll talk about some of his crazy positions and Dome and your questions and other things in a moment. Probably a really good time to bring up what a man is and what a man is not. And gentlemen, let me just talk to you specifically for a moment. No, I'm not going to accuse anyone of being Tim Walz, but you can never, ever be the man you're fully supposed to be if you lose all your testosterone. It's part of what makes you you, and we drink estrogen. It's in the waters. It's in the freaking shit. We shower in it. We shower in estrogen every day. Imagine that. And we wonder why T levels are at an all-time low. They're free-falling. They're not dropping. They're free-falling. Start a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. C-H-O-Q. You can't afford to be low T and pathetic in this day and age. We have to be stronger than we've ever been. Instead, we're weaker than we've ever been. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, and I have so many Tim Walz ones. So I figure I'd probably just go ahead and churn these out before we get into the rest of the show. Let's do all the balls, Walz talk. Dear Dick Cheney of Paintball, don't shake your head, Chris. Two things. One, I'm from the worst state ever of Minnesota. I'll quit. And I thought you'd like to know, in 2020, Governor Tim Walz set up a hotline for people to call into if they broke lockdown restrictions like gathering for church. And two, aren't you 6'8"? And yet you claimed Monday you think you can palm a basketball? You definitely have lady hands. I hate you guys. I should have never brought up that hands thing. I have big hands, okay? You can see them on camera. They're big hands. All right, first of all, I have so many of these emails from people in Minnesota hating on Minnesota. And listen, I'm not going to sit and defend the insane, dirty commie policies in Minnesota. I'm really, really not. And if you're stuck there, I'm sorry. If you have the ability to get out and get to a red state. But there are places that I just have an affinity for. And Minnesota has always been one of those places. No, I'm not going to move there. I would never live there. Because look, Walls, of course, passed a law saying your kids can just tranny themselves without notifying you. I mean, the place has gone completely bonkers, nuts now. But I remember my old man took me to Minneapolis when I was a kid. We did Minneapolis-St. Paul. We were doing a couple things for work. And I remember what cool places they were. And I remember the fishing. You know, they don't call it the land of 10,000 lakes for nothing. The fishing is so amazing there. Granted, the mosquitoes are the size of freaking bald eagles and they'll carry you off. But there, I love a lot about Minnesota. So I can't hate it with the unbridled hatred that apparently the Minnesotans hate it with. I can never hate Minnesota that way because I have fond memories of it. I am sorry once again about what these people, what guys like Walls have done to it. You're not alone if you're in Minnesota and you watched it go from being a kind of normal place to being insane. Look, that's what they did to Oregon. They did it to Seattle. Seattle was the sickest city probably in the country, maybe the coolest city I've ever been to in my life. They just gutted that place. It freaking sucks because I love Seattle. California's paradise. They destroyed it. So Minnesota's not alone. But back to what you were talking about how he set up a hotline. I want you to know that this guy didn't over-exaggerate because I remember this from back in the COVID times. Governor Tim Walz set up a hotline, and he set up a hotline so people could call in and snitch on their neighbors. So they could call in and report anybody who violated COVID lockdown rules. And I know I beat this to death, but I'm going to beat it even more until we completely beat it off. He's a communist. These people are not Democrats. Tim Walz is a communist. He is a communist to his core. He doesn't even really attempt to hide.
Don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Just do the damn work.
They all think like this now. Do you remember that poll? We've brought it up so many times where they polled Democrats across the country what they think should be done with the unvaccinated. Things like taking your children away, grabbing you against your will and putting you into a camp. These were not things that were unpopular with registered Democrats. They were, in most cases, the majority opinion amongst registered Democrats. You have got to set aside this notion of Democrat, Democrat this, Democrat that. They are dirty, filthy, tyrannical communists. It's who they are. And if you're an older Democrat listening to the sound of my voice right now, and that's not you, I'm not going to sit here. It's not my job to campaign for the GOP. The GOP sucks most of the time. I understand that. But you need to stop being a part of the dirty communist party if that's not you. Go independent. Go, look, vote for a Republican now and then when it makes sense. I'm not telling you to campaign for them all the time. I'm not naive. That's probably not your cup of tea. But this party, it is the party of communism, and I know that's what he did. And that was a very, very common theme. It happened across the country. The guy's a nutball. And let's talk about the sanity of the pick right now, or more to the point, the insanity of the pick. Why do you pick a VP? We've talked about this, you and I have talked about this a million times. What is the thinking when you pick a VP, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat? What are you thinking? You're trying to fill in your blanks. You're trying to fill in your holes. What are your holes? What are Dome's holes? Well, one of the main things is she has Rust Belt holes. She speaks like a California Valley girl. She's a moron. This is not a human being who's going to register with an auto worker union guy in Michigan. She's just not. So you needed to fill in some of those holes. Walls doesn't do that at all. So let's talk a little bit about the thinking. What exactly was the thinking there? Before we get to that, here's a headline for you. Gosh, you want to talk about a heavy one. 12,000 viable babies are killed in late-term abortions in America every single year. That's from Life News. 12,000 a year. So let me ask you something. What if we could cancel that out? Saving the 12,000? No, probably not. But what if we could save 12,000 babies a year? When you give $28 to preborn, you're saving a baby's life. $28 buys an ultrasound. Preborn will give it to a young lady for free, a young lady who's about to have an abortion. When she gets introduced to that little baby through ultrasound, she chooses life almost every time. Do you think we could come up with 12,000 ultrasounds? I bet you we can. You can give whatever you want to preborn. You know that, right? If it's $2, give $2. Look, you want to give $100,000, give $100,000. I don't care what you give. It's all tax deductible, and it's saving lives. 12,000 of them. That's the goal. 12,000. Go to preborn.com/Jesse to give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, turn that off. And what version of that was that? That was not Metallica. Who was that little girl who did the that was not Metallica. Whatever that was, I need you to take the copy of that. There's probably not a physical copy anymore. I need you to take whatever copy that is, and I need you to find the world's largest, hottest, active volcano, and I need you to drop it in there. The trash is not enough. Whatever that was, never play that again. And that actually leads me to this. I'll get back to Tim Ball's Walls in a moment. I've made a decision in my life that at the age of 43, this happens to all people when they get old after a certain point. I've decided I'm done advancing technologically. I know there will be technological advancements, obviously. Many, many of them in my lifetime. I don't need them. and I don't want to learn anymore. I have a smartphone. There's some buttons and knobs and things in here, and Chris and Michael handle all that stuff, so I don't have to mess with it. I have sons who can reprogram whatever new TV it is, but you know why I made this decision? Because I have had to buy two sets of headphones in the last 6 months, and each, the different purposes, Chris. One was for working out, and one was for on the plane, and both of them required me to download an app on my phone to listen to some music, and I'm done with it. I refuse. I'm out. Now back to Tim Ball's walls. What were they thinking? Well, it's not complicated. They should have picked Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. You see, as we talked about, there is the general election is laying out like this. Trump looks like he can, I don't want to say any wills, looks like he can sweep the Sun Belt, the Georgias, the Arizonas. Trump can sweep the Sun Belt. What does that mean? It means he needs Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro, as much as I despise him, is popular in Pennsylvania. He's really sold himself as one of these down the middle of the road types that gets elected in Pennsylvania. Of course, he's lying, but that's how he sold himself. It's not just that Josh Shapiro was a good pick for Dome. He was the no-brainer. He's the no-brainer pick. Unless Democrats have a Jewish problem.
Congressman Jake Auchincloss said today that there is a strong undercurrent of anti-Semitism to the fight against Shapiro. Do you think that's true?
Well, I certainly hope not. No, I think it's probably more about policy.
I certainly hope not. That's what Grandma Vodka says. Van Jones talked about this a little bit on CNN.
You think it was a little risky, though, Van, that she didn't go with Shapiro to kind of lock down Pennsylvania. I mean, yes, just because you pick him as your running mate doesn't mean you automatically win Pennsylvania. But I got to think it would have helped just a little bit.
Hey, listen, the conservatives, the right wing, the Republicans, they were chewing their fingernails down to the knuckle because they were afraid of a Josh Shapiro. They were afraid of a Mark Kelly. They're not as afraid of this new governor because they think they can define him. On the one hand, you have a lot of young people who are concerned about Gaza. You have a lot of Muslims and Arabs and others. They have not felt seen by the Biden administration. You start hearing that genocide joke. That was building. And so those folks needed to have a candidate that they could feel comfortable with. This helps them in that regard. But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being.
Dome rejected Josh Shapiro because he's a Jew. And here's a question that I can't answer. Politically, for a Democrat, was that the smart pick? Has the base of the Democrat Party gone so, I'll kill all the Jews, that now you can't afford as a Democrat to pick one or your base will leave you? Because there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's why she rejected Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro checked every single box you would want to check if you're picking a VP, and he filled a hole in Dome. Why wouldn't you pick him? She didn't pick him because he's a Jew. What'd you say, Chris? There's a lot of self-hating Jews out there. Okay. Well, I've actually talked to Chris, as you know, is Jewish, and I've talked to a few of my friends who are Jewish about this exact thing of, because you've seen some poll numbers recently about Trump, how he's polling better with Jews than any Republican has in a long time. Last one I saw, I think it was 56 to 44, I believe. Trump was at 44, whereas normally the Jewish Democrat votes will go 67, 68%, normally about that. So if Dome is only getting 56, that's significant, right? That's significant. And I realize that what you just said, Chris, that there are quote self-hating Jews. That's not exactly my area. I wouldn't know anything about that. But what I did get consistently was there are a lot of American Jews who don't have any care or affinity at all for Israel. It's just not something they care. Oh, you say it's the same thing. Okay, I get Chris says it's the same thing. He would know better than I would. I believe in the New Testament, so I'm going to have to just bow to you. What, Chris? I'm bowing to your wisdom. I'm paying you a compliment. Anyway, that's why Dome picked Walls. And look, this is balls walls.
We pat ourselves on the back sometimes that we acknowledge we have the worst racial disparities. I understand that the privilege I've been given as a white man and the privilege of sitting in the office of governor, that privilege had better be used to not.
You understand how poorly that plays with the demographic Democrats are desperate to get back? Have you noticed something recently with the campaign Dome is running? What was it? Two things they've done recently. White women for Harris and white men for Harris. Did you listen to any of the white men for Harris?
Why are you gay?
It wasn't exactly the most testosterone-laden thing in the world. It was exactly what you think. Of course, Rear Admiral Pete led the charge. Anyway, why would they do that? Why would you do a white women for Harris and white men for Harris thing? You would do that because they're trying to mitigate the losses. White men have traditionally voted hardcore Republican anyway, but Democrats are looking at numbers amongst white men and they're mortified. White men, the few they had, are fleeing the Democrat Party. So they're trying to speak to them in at least some way, one way or the other. They're trying to hold together the coalition of the Rust Belt white Democrat male. There are some of those guys out there. And this is the freaking dork you picked to try to ring them in?
We pat ourselves on the back sometimes that we acknowledge we have the worst racial disparities. I understand that the privilege I've been given as a white man and the privilege of sitting in the office of governor, that privilege had better...
You want to talk about writing Trump's campaign ads for him? This dude? How fast do you think Team Trump is going to have audio of this playing in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
You see those maps, red and blue, and there's all that red across there, and Democrats go into depression over it. It's mostly rocks and cows that are in that red area.
Wow. That's really going to land well. Hey, Wisconsin, you bunch of losers. It's just rocks and cows there. And remember, Trump, if he sweeps the Sun Belt, which is a big if, Trump only needs one of those big three: Michigan, Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania. The pick politically makes no sense at all. The only reason they picked him is because Josh Shapiro is a Jew. What an insane time we live in. In fact, speaking of that insane time, let's do a little brief recap of that, shall we? And I'll get back. I have more Tim Walz questions by email. I want to try to get to all these. And I know, look, I know spending all this time talking about Democrats can be painful. That's what Relief Factor is for. No, I actually don't think it can fix any of your emotional pain or anything like that. But physically, do you have pain? Talking about the daily nagging pain that holds you back from things you love. Have you ever let pain hold you back from fishing, going for a walk? Maybe the grandkids want you to take them down to the playground, but your knee hurts. Have you tried Relief Factor? It's drug-free. It's developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. It's all natural. It helps support your body's natural response to pain. What if you started taking Relief Factor tomorrow, and over the course of 3 weeks, that pain you deal with every day, your back, your neck, whatever it is, just slowly disappeared? What if you could be pain-free in 3 weeks? You can find out. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, taking it to the limit on a Tuesday. What, Chris? I can echo the Eagles anytime I want. Remember, if you missed a single part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You need me to explain? You need me to lay this out for you, Chris? Let's lay out something. Just, I think you'll be excited about this or mortified, either way, but let me just put something this way. I mean, lay it out as clear as day.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
In the last month, we have seen an attempted assassination of the Republican nominee, even though he wasn't the Republican nominee yet, an assassination that missed by 2 inches, or everything changes. So they almost murdered Donald Trump. This is just in the last month. In the last month, we have seen the sitting president of the United States of America get knifed in the ribs by his own party and removed from being able to run again. They not only removed the sitting president from running again, they handpicked his replacement and decided on their own he's the nominee. Then they rejected the obvious VP pick because he's a Jew. These are things that have happened in the United States of America in just the last month. And remember, we still have 3 months until Election Day. 3 months until Election Day. Oh, and there's this little tidbit too. Headline: Supreme Court nixes effort to stall Trump's sentencing in hush money case. We've kind of moved past that, all that Trump trial stuff, because a lot of their efforts ended up getting shot down or failed in various ways. But they did wrongly convict Trump of 37 felonies, and he is going to be sentenced. And now he's going to be sentenced before the election. And he's going to be sentenced by the same dirtball commie judge who rigged the entire trial against him. We might, in this election cycle, see the ouster of the sitting president, the attempted assassination of the Republican nominee for president, and the imprisonment of the Republican nominee for president. Remember, that's still on the table. They still might throw him in prison, or they might lock him in his home. They can tell Trump he's under house arrest. The communist judge has the authority to do that. Obviously, that would be a tremendous political mistake. Trump's poll numbers only go up every time they arrest him for something ridiculous or try to blow his head off. His poll numbers go off. But at the same time, what have we learned from all our time studying communists? They can't control themselves. They can't. They're like rabid animals. They just eat and destroy and eat and destroy and eat and destroy until they're stopped. That's why they have to be dealt with so severely. It's not outside of the realm of possibility. We'll still see Donald Trump in a prison jumpsuit before the election. Donald Trump might spend Election Day in Rikers Island. Just wrap your mind around how crazy that is. Now, that's almost as crazy as not having an emergency food supply. You realize that. You see, the world is going nuts. No matter what happens in November, the world is going nuts. They're attacking the food supply, economic dislocation. The world's going crazy. I am going to be honest with you. I have no idea whether you will ever need an emergency food supply. But I do know this, and I know this for a fact. You will never, ever, ever look at your emergency food supply and say, dang, I wish I didn't have it. You might, however, say, oh, I wish I'd gotten that emergency food Jesse told me about. My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped and ready to ship. $200 off. Go get one before you need it. You want $200 off? You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? All right. Now, back to this. Jesse, first of all, I moved my family from a blue state to a red one. Best advice ever. My kids are thriving in a community that shares our family values, and it is an immense relief to live not by lies. Please explain why Minnesota is so communist and how it got this way. Thanks for all you do by bringing some light into the darkness. Her name is Stephanie. Okay, let me explain. Minnesota has not traditionally been red. I don't want to act like Minnesota is red. And it's not even really been purple. It's been kind of blue, but thought of as purplish blue. But it's not California. It's not freaking Delaware or someplace like that. This is not a place that's hard left traditionally. So how does a guy like Balls Walls get elected there all the time. I want you to listen to this. This is a Minnesota voter. It's very short. Listen to this.
He used to be what I call a middle-of-the-road Democrat. Now he's a straight-up socialist.
Democrats and Republicans have two completely different philosophies, and the Democrat philosophy is the correct one, and the Republican philosophy is the incorrect one. And this is what I mean. Democrats will get elected, even if it's in kind of a middle-of-the-road district, and they will assume the mantle of leadership, and they will yank their district or their state, whatever. They will yank it as hard left as they can possibly yank it, with the knowledge that in the end, the state will move that way and it will give them more power in the end. Republicans never do this. One of the only cases I can remember this is actually Ron DeSantis in Florida. Florida has been a purple state. DeSantis got elected in Florida, and he didn't go middle of the road. He didn't try to placate the middle. He went hard right on everything. Right, right, right. And it wasn't one law or two. It was over and over and over and over and over again. Because he assumed the mantle of leadership and led and yanked his state to the right, it had the effect of not only getting filthy communists to flee his state, but Republicans from all across the country moved to his state. Now Florida, Joe Biden, Dome isn't even spending money in Florida. It's not even a swing state anymore. It's blood red because DeSantis did what Democrats have done consistently and successfully for years. The GOP traditionally gets elected and gets afraid. The second they get into office, it's, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, we can't do that. Well, we better wait till after the election. How many times have you heard the GOP say that in Congress? Well, we should definitely wait after the midterms. We don't want to. Well, we can't shut down the government now. We have an election coming up. Well, we certainly can't do this now. We have an election coming up. But constantly afraid of their own shadow. I might make these people mad. I might make those people mad. Democrats don't think that way at all. They get elected and they go full-blown Lenin, and they understand that leadership matters, and the people, their district, their state, whatever it is, will follow along behind them. Democrats are correct in that, and the low-T GOP is dead wrong. DeSantis did it right, and now we have Florida. Praise God. All right? All right, we still have 2 hours. Praise God for that, too. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.